Now we are going to get a chance to meet some folks and talk a little bit about writing. I'm going to turn to teacher Ben Shannon first, just to provide a little context for what you're about to hear. Congratulations on such a great program, first of all, and thank you for being here today. Can you tell us a little bit about the creative writing?
Sure, yeah. These are students from my Creative Writing 1 class, which is at Shaler Area High School. It's an elective course, and Shaler has the fortune of having lots of really great electives and great teachers. But this is Creative Writing 1. We have Creative Writing 1 and Creative Writing 2. And I think the other writing course that we have in our department is journalism. So, but these are Creative Writing 1 students.
Well, that's terrific to have creative writing in high school. I didn't have that option when I was in high school. I don't know how common it is now.
Yeah, I'm not sure either.
How long have you been at Shaler?
This will be my 11th year.
Well, that's terrific. Well, thank you for joining us. How many students are in Creative Writing 1?
I have a total of about 26. So two classes split kind of unevenly. There's like 12 and then 15 or something like that.
Well, that's great. And also great to have that small of a class size to share writing. Let's meet who is here today. And we're going to start with Megan Pennington. Hello.
Hi.
I said we wouldn't go first, but we won't have you read first.
Okay.
But can you tell me a little bit about yourself?
Well, I'm currently a senior at Shaler, and I've been writing for quite some time, but this is actually a really cool opportunity for me to get my writing out there and have some people listen to it other than Mr. Shannon.
What do you like about writing?
Honestly, I just like being able to sit down and express myself. I'm a relatively outgoing person, but I can really put my 100% true feelings down on paper when I really put my mind to it, and that's what I like about the class.
Do you ever find they change as you start to write, or that you end up in a different place than you thought you were going to end up?
Oh, most definitely, yeah. I'll start with one thing, and next thing I know, I've completely curveballed myself, and I'm somewhere completely different than at my desk.
Yeah, that happens to a lot of people, myself included. Have you thought at all about life after high school? You probably, I would imagine, since
yeah.
This is your senior year.
Mm-hmm. I'm actually planning on going and getting a bachelor's and possibly a master's in secondary English education, so I might be Mr. Shannon's spot one day.
Hey, nice, except for the beard, you
well,
know.
Yeah, I could do without the beard.
Would you like to say hello to anybody who might be tuned in or acknowledge anybody?
Hi, Mom and Dad, Pop and Nan, and the rest of my family. I don't know who else is listening, but hi.
They're all listening.
Yeah.
If they're not listening now, they'll listen to it on demand when it's available.
Yeah.
And you'll hear a couple pieces from Megan coming up. Let's next go to Alex Gersick. Good morning. How are you?
Hi there. I'm doing good.
And tell me a little bit about you.
Well, right now I'm an 11th grader at Shaler. I just enjoy writing. I'm also on the swim team. That's really fun. And that's pretty much all I do.
It's interesting. This skills or activities both require a lot of discipline.
Yes, they do.
Swimming. I used to swim a lot.
Oh, really?
And I found it boring. It was just hard. I mean, I can remember swimming laps, and, you know, it's like I thought about was one, turn, two, turn, three. I probably could have been more creative, but
yeah.
Do you think writing takes a certain kind of discipline, too?
Yes, it does. It's just you just got to get down and just got to focus, kind of like swimming. You just kind of get into the swing of things, and you really just get going.
Where do you write? Literally, what is there a location in your house that you like to write?
Or? Usually just my room. I have a nice little desk, just type my computer. Sometimes I'll just go downstairs, maybe in the kitchen, dining room, living room, where I'm at.
That's good. So you can be relatively self-contained or go wherever
yeah.
you would like to go. It's your junior year, so you may not You're probably thinking about college. I would imagine it happens earlier and earlier. Do you know what you might like to do?
I want to do communications. I kind of want to work in radio and TV.
So oh,
this,
cool.
This is actually a really cool experience right now.
Well, great. We'll have to make sure you're welcome to hang around as long as you'd like, or if you're welcome to come back anytime too. And we can show you more about what's going on. I also noticed you've got a Ramones t-shirt on.
Oh, yes, I
do. And that's a great thing. We always like to see a broadening pop culture index among today's youth. But, do you want to say hello to anybody?
I'm just going to say hello to my family up near Erie that they're listening right now. And my friend Christine, who's already called in.
Yes, that was her. She did a good job. Hi, Christine. Welcome back. Let's next meet Ethan Griffin, who is our third student that's here today. Hey, Ethan.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Can you tell me a little bit about you?
I'm a sophomore at Shaler. I just moved to the Shaler area this July. And the writing class, it's pretty good. It gives you a chance to like explore your writing. And you don't have to write about a certain thing. You can just free write, which is pretty cool.
Boy, that's got to be rough changing schools in your sophomore year.
Yeah, but I mean, I think writing, just having the class has definitely been pretty good.
Yeah, I would think so. Where did you move from?
Out by Harrisburg, a place called Chambersburg.
I know Chambersburg. Well, I hope, hopefully Pittsburgh's being good to you so far.
Yeah, a lot of my dad's family is from up around here, so it's been pretty good.
Great. What else do you like to do when you're not writing?
I like to write. I have a dog, which she's pretty fun to play with. I play baseball at my old school, which I'd like to get back into that here at Shaler.
Great. And have you thought about career options yet?
I definitely would like to do something with writing, maybe continue with that in my secondary.
Well, great. Well, it's nice to have you here. And hellos to anybody?
Hello to my mom and dad and my brother and all my other family listening.
Great. And I think I feel like it's a presidential debate. We had a coin toss before we began today and decided who was going to go first. And I think we decided Ethan was going to share something first. Do you need to tell us anything about what you're going to read?
It's just a piece. It's called Why Do I Write?
Okay, so we're going to begin, and I hope you enjoy listening. And how old are you, Ethan?
15.
Okay, so Ethan is a sophomore this year. This is Ethan Griffin.
Yes. Why do I write? I write to escape, but from what? I don't live in a one-room hut. Now, I'm not saying I get everything I want, but there's my dinner. No need to go out to hunt. You hear about these stories on the news, Channel 7. Boy forced to kill parents and join army. But he's only 11. I complain about the simplest chore, but outside, I see grass, not a war. I write to escape, but why? It's not like tomorrow I'll likely die. Brushing my teeth, I let the water run a while, because to get water, I didn't need to walk a mile. It's about time we open our ears and eyes to hear and see those poor kids' cries. I understand our country's problems should come first, but can't we at least quench their thirst? We complain about our phones being outdated. They're starving. Can you even imagine how long they've waited? They can barely stay alive. Every day they have to fight. And my biggest dilemma is, why do I write?
That was really well done.
Thank you.
Were you challenged to use that meter, or did you choose that yourself? Or?
Well, I originally just started the piece as, why do I write? And then it kind of just went off, and I just went with it.
Yeah, it's interesting. When listening to it during the initial reading of it, I hadn't caught the rhyming scheme or the meter, and I caught it more the second time. And it's really thought-provoking. Thank you for sharing that.
Yes.
And that's Ethan Griffin. Let's go next to Alex, I think, since I promised Megan that she wouldn't be first. And you're going to hear another piece from Ethan in a couple moments. Now, Alex has one to share with us. And Alex, can you tell me about what you're going to share?
This one's called Autumn. It's just kind of my personal reflection on how I used to see the autumn season. I thought it was very appropriate for today and just kind of just this whole season in general.
Alex is a junior at Shaler Area High School, Creative Writing 1, the class of Ben Shannon's.
Okay. The passing of the seasons has always been a factor that has kept my life in order. Perhaps the most drastic of all the seasonal changes is a bright warmth of summer slowly fading into the crisp gloom of autumn. When I was younger, I cannot help but hate it. Despite all the gems that the autumn season has to offer, such as the vivid changes in the colors of the trees, the horror-filled excitement of Halloween, and of course my very own birthday. Still, I hated the season, for it meant the colder weather would be coming closely, followed by shorter days and longer nights. Cold weather and I have never seemed to agree with each other, nor do I enjoy the sun setting before 7 o'clock each night. This always meant the dragging long nights of autumn were soon replacing the upbeat tempo of the long summer days. The cold and the dark almost ruined my entire seasonal outlook. But about a few years ago, I think Autumn and I finally came to a quiet agreement. It was a sunny yet brisk day in mid-October. I was about 13 years old, and I still held my passion and hatred for the autumn season. But on that day, for whatever reason, I stopped on my walk home and took the time to look at the world around me. For the first time in my life, I was truly taken aback by the changes in the trees. Up until that point, I was rather sad that the trees would lose their leaves, leaving them barren and naked for most of the year. But now I realized that this change was necessary and liberating. I soon came to realize that life is full of changes, just like the autumn season. I suppose the lush green trees and plants of summer are nice, but they remain constant. Autumn introduces a healthy change, offering pleasant alternatives to what we have become accustomed to.
That was really, that's beautiful. That took a lot of courage to share that, too, because it's pretty personal. Do you keep a journal?
I've tried to several times, but it always just kind of just slips my mind. I just can't, like, keep it. I just kind of just free write. That's mostly what I do.
You're not alone. I think a lot of people have trouble. You've got the discipline down of swimming, but really keeping a journal is a tough thing. Thanks for sharing that. Next is Megan. You've got a couple pieces, and what's the first one?
The first one I didn't really title, but it's about when I tried out for Color Guard, but at Shaler we call it Silk Line. So I wrote about the experience of the audition. So.
Silks, and do you have rifles, are they? I'm trying to think. What do they call those? They're not really rifles.
Well,
but
schools do twirl rifles, yeah. But Shaler hasn't in a very long time, so we just twirl flags.
Yeah, and not real rifles, by the way. Schools, they're these little wooden things that look like rifles.
Mm-hmm.
So here now, we didn't intend to, but we've gone in order by grade. Megan Pennington, who is a senior at Shaler Area High School.
It took all that I had in me to walk into that gymnasium. My color guard auditions were today. Nervousness struck my entire body when they told me it was my turn. I had never auditioned for something this big before. They called me to attention and started the music. Without a second thought, the flag started performing the routine. The smile on my face trembled. My arms and legs synchronized perfectly with each move. My mind was racing, yet I thought of nothing. I was in a state of euphoria. All of my nervousness turned into pure adrenaline. I tossed and I twirled that 5 feet of fiberglass. The roar of the flag whipping in the air kept perfect beat to the music. I was the only one in the room. This was my moment to shine, my one moment to express myself, my moment to show my talents. I struck my pose. The routine had ended. I did it. I auditioned for Color Guard. I was so proud of myself, I beamed with satisfaction. Thank you. You can go. The judges smiled at me.
And we have to make up our own ending, don't we? Did you make it?
I did make it, and I'm still on the Silk Line.
I'm really happy to hear that. I was afraid of what the answer might be. I played drums in our band, so oh. I always it takes a lot of talent to do that.
Yeah.
Gosh, we have you here. It was your game last night.
No, Shaler didn't make the playoffs.
Ah, okay. Oh, it's that late in the year.
Yeah.
I kind of lose track of time sometimes. That was a nice piece. Now, you're reading out of a book. Is that a journal that you're keeping all of your writing in?
Yeah. At the beginning of the year, Mr. Shannon gave us notebooks and said, keep all of your writing in here to keep organized. So I just brought it with me.
So I'm curious, and all of you can jump in on this if you'd like, but you're clearly reading from, I think you composed and redrafted on the paper you're reading from, right? Mm-hmm. And refreshingly, it's handwritten. I can't tell if it's pencil or pen. It looks
pen.
Like, and you know, in a composition book. Are you all, you know, composing with pen and paper? Or so many people I know can't put a sentence together without a computer in front of them.
I like to use pencil when writing in my journal. Just because if I do make a mistake, it's a lot easier than having to cross it out with pen.
How about you? Any sense of that?
Mostly for the rough stuff. When I write something that I really like, then I'll type it up on the computer.
Yeah, so it's interesting. I'll bet many people would have the perception. Here you've got people, I think, 15, 16, and 17, right? And you'd have the perception that, oh, nobody writes with a pen anymore, especially if you're relatively young and a so-called digital native, right? You guys have heard that term, right? And
yeah.
There's something, you know, that helps you, I think, with the pace of your thoughts, too. I see Ben nodding his head. Do you encourage pen and paper?
Yeah, I do. I think it's important to have pen and paper, or pencil and paper is even better, actually, because for editing. You know, it takes a while for computers to start up. You have to start up the operating system, then you have to open the application, then you have to, like, open a page, you have to share it, you have to save it to a file after you're done. And a lot of that's time-consuming, and we really have a little bit less than 45 minutes per period. So when the class starts, usually I spend a very brief amount of time introducing a prompt, and which they have the choice of exploring or doing a free write on their own if they have something that's they need to write. But really, I find that pencil and paper is the most convenient, most portable, and most efficient way of writing.
Do you guys read and critique your work in groups?
Yeah, we share in a sharing circle, so.
That's great. That takes a lot of courage, too, but it's a good thing to do. Now, Megan and Ethan each have another piece. Why don't we go back to Ethan, and then we'll have Megan end things up. Now, Ethan, try not to make all the power go out this time.
Try not to. This is called Rising from the Ashes. The Industrial Revolution, we were ahead of the pack. The train yards were packed. Every city sent trains to get steel. We built an empire. No one could catch us. We were the millionaire's city. Then we had to share the spotlight with New York, then Detroit. We became the city that was. Then came our downfall. People saying our factories, polluting the air, causing health problems, and the only good thing we had produced in years was a football team. Then came the 2000s. We had to plan a comeback before it was too late. We became a greener city, started offering more jobs, less pollution and waste each year. Our football team looking like they did in the 1970s. We are making our fourth quarter comeback, so be ready for us because we are rising from the ashes.
Nice. Very nice.
Thank you.
And that relates to something back home in Chambersburg? Or?
I did it actually about Pittsburgh.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
Well done. And we're going to go to Megan for our final read. What have you got for us?
This piece I actually submitted to Sun Magazine. Mr. Shannon told us about it, and I wrote the Winging It piece that was due on November 1st.
Now, this is to The Sun, that magazine? That's one of my favorite magazines. Ricky's not here to hear this, but she and I, that's the only magazine we save every single copy of. You know, don't throw it away. You sent that in.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to have to write a letter to Cy and tell him better. That's awesome. So when was that in the Reader's Write prompt? I really hope so. This is what you submitted. Oh,
yeah.
This is really cool. Honestly, you're the first people I've met that know that magazine. It's a relatively small circulation and a really cool magazine called The Sun. So here's Megan Pennington and what she sent to The Sun.
I kept driving up and down that parking lot. "You're really catching on," my grandfather rejoiced with a smile of satisfaction. Up and down the aisles I drove, growing bored of the repetition of the right turns and left. 15 miles an hour we went in circles. Pup finally looks at me with a determined grin. "Take us onto the highway," he gleamed. I haven't driven over 20 miles an hour before. Now I was going 45. My body tensed and I gripped the steering wheel hard. "You're doing great," his words were soothing. It was a pure adrenaline rush. The feel of the wheel in my hands, the rumble and roar of the engine as I accelerated, I could taste the freedom of the road. It was indescribable. When I got into the car that day, I didn't think it would be this surreal.
Let's hope. That's a great piece. Let's hope that makes it into The Sun. That's just amazing to hear. Anybody have anything else they wanted to pass along? You guys are great. I'd love for you to come back. It's a long school year, right? Maybe in the spring. Maybe some other students, too, who might like to join you. What would you, to somebody, it doesn't matter their age, older, younger, or your own age, who fails to see the value of personal expository writing, do you have any like words of encouragement or because there's an expression I forget, might have been Eudora Welty, I'm not sure who said it, but it's "I hate to write but love to have written," and I think that applies to a lot of people. Do you have any advice to sort of help people stick to it?
Well, I've been writing since the fifth grade. I was pretty bad when I started, but I've taken the time to let my writing blossom. And honestly, it may seem dorky for someone to go into a creative writing class and just write the whole time, but it's one of the most rewarding things I've ever done. I get to express myself, expand my vocabulary, and just overall use my creativity. So I would, you know, strongly encourage anybody who can write even a little bit to take it to the next level, because who knows, they might end up on the radio like I am.
It also makes you a better speaker, and I think helps you interact with people better. And I don't exactly know why, probably because it just gives you a better, you know, faculty with words. But I've noticed when I write, I typically have less tongue-tied. Any thoughts from you guys, Ethan or Alex?
Definitely just say when you're writing, you don't have... When you're writing like alone, you don't have to worry about it being like critiqued or anything. You can just do free write, which I mean, that's what we can do. We don't have something we have to write about. We can just write whatever comes to mind.
Yeah, I think that's one of the hardest things is you just get it out without any concern about readability or, you know, critique to start. You know, to just get your ideas out and then sharpen them up and draft them. Rather than waiting for excess perfection. Any thoughts from you, Alex?
It's just kind of like what they said. It's just a great way to just express yourself and just make yourself be heard.
Great. And I can't thank you enough for being here. Ben, any words?
Oh, sure. One of the things I say off the bat, like one of the first things I say is there's two stages. There's writing, and that's a stage in and of itself, getting the words down, and then the other stage is editing. So don't mix the two, or you'll won't do either well.
It's a good way of putting it. Thank you to all of you for being here today, and best wishes for continued success. As we broadcast live from historic Allegheny Square in the Children's Museum of Pittsburgh, along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show. It gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade Saturday mornings on public radio. High today, 45 degrees. Also for tomorrow, 30 degrees.